Hey everybody, this is Zaimless the White Tigress, and I'm glad to be speaking with you again today. I got this amazing little thought in my mind, which happens to me all the time. I still haven't figured out why these things happen in the middle of the night, or when someone's sitting on the toilet, but nonetheless, it's here. A long time ago, I started wondering about the United States, and it wasn't the United States itself, it was the name United States. As far as I have been able to see, there is not a whole lot inside of the United States that is united. I guess that when you look at the overall picture of things, everybody's different. I'm not even sure, actually, anymore what the common goal is in the United States. I know it said they want freedom. I know it said that they want peace. I know, like, all the generalities. But the focus on those things do not seem to be the same. If you go from state to state inside the United States, you will discover that all the rules are different. The drinking age is different, the marriage age is different, the sex age is different. Like, I could go on forever. But in general, I'm not seeing a whole lot of united in the United States. And when I can go from, and this happened to me, when I was 17, I went from Washington State, where the drinking age was 21, to Louisiana, whose drinking age at the time was 18. It might still be, I'm not sure. But what I learned from that was that it was going to be different everywhere. I didn't have to go to another country to discover that, you know, that the people of the country were not in were not cohesive. And it's the same if you go into the court system, that from state to state it's going to be different. I know a man in the state of Maryland who spent 3 years in prison for murder. And you can go to Florida and, you know, defend yourself and kill someone and get, you know, the electric chair. So I'm posing the question, what is united about the United States? Now, I went to dictionary.com just to be intellectual about things and looked up the word united. And it's got three different definitions. One is made into or caused to act as a single entity, as in a united front. Two, formed or produced by the uniting of things or persons. And the third one is agreed in harmony. Now, I'm not sure what anybody in the United States is agreeing to. It doesn't seem like they agree to a whole lot. And that varies so widely. And I think when, just like in your life, that if you're too diversified, or if you're too, I guess some people would call it scatterbrained, that you're not focusing on a goal, nothing really happens except more confusion and more problems. So I think that the United States is missing its focus. It's like certain parts of the government will focus on one thing, and another part will focus on another thing, and then the religious people focus on something else, and the Joe Blow down the street's got his mind on something altogether different. And so, in order for, I think, for the United States to come back together where it's a functioning entity of sorts, it needs to get people centered in a common goal. And right now, I don't see that common goal, which is causing a great amount of distension. It's getting to the point where if they are going to focus on one goal, the only goal they're going to have to focus on is survival. And watching the stock market and the price of gas and the price of rice in America, it seems that people are getting closer and closer to having to focus on that one point, is how are we going to survive what is going on? Mind you, the whole world is focusing on that at some degree. But it's at a critical point in the United States. Now, I've said this before, and I do see it happening. Actually, I've talked to a lot of people who see it happening, that somewhere there's going to be an internal revolution inside the United States. And because of this, it'll get ugly. It's going to get ugly. It is ugly, and it's only going to get worse, at least for a while. I think one of the big things that, not just with the United States, but worldwide, that we are not united about is the common goal of helping our neighbors. I don't think any of us could fix the world all by ourselves. Not that I'm aware of. No big magical power. Nobody's going to smack you with a magic wand. Everything's going to be better. But that takes a little bit from each of us to make it happen. And I think a lot because I can only speak for myself, and that's all any of us can do, really. I mean, I could say so and so thinks this, but I don't know, unless they say it, I don't know. But anyway, so in looking at this, and I've written about it too, is how do we go about making these changes so we all can focus on this, the what they call the greater good, is we have to override our selfish ways. Now, I'm as guilty as the next person, and I have way too much stuff for one human being. Is totally, like, I do not need all the things I have. I was reading a post yesterday about a lady who got her check, and she was really upset, her paycheck. And I can really relate to being upset about my paycheck, because it's never enough. Even when I'm making twice what I am now, it's never enough. And I think that rich people run into it as well. But when I read things like Rush Limbaugh getting, you know, $400 million for a year contract or whatever, Arnold Schwarzenegger making $50 million for 6 weeks of work making a movie, it does perturb me, because how much does any one person need in this world? How much is what I or anybody else do worth? And who is judging my worth or your worth by what we are doing? Does a person who is unable to do anything, somebody that's totally handicapped, I've got another neighbor who, she's got a son, he can't talk, he can't walk, he's basically, you know, not able to do absolutely anything. He doesn't watch TV. But does that make him his worth any less than Rush Limbaugh? It's almost like some people are being punished for, like, having disabilities or because they have limitations. They're only allowed this much in life. And I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the answers to all these things. But when I look at things and I compare them, I think that's one of my big ones, is, like, why are disabled people treated as so much less than any of the rest of us? And I think there's no limitations on what that disability or handicap might be. So when, anyway, I haven't really got off track. It all goes together here. Is in order for me to be united with the world, okay, or united with the states, or united with anything, for any of us to be united, we have to have something or somebody to be united with. Now, according to the definition, then we have to have a common goal or a common purpose. And I'd really like to believe that the majority of us do want peace and freedom, and, you know, if you want to throw happiness in there, fine. I think it's a byproduct, but the only way I can help is by doing my little part, and whether it's on a daily basis or whatever, I've got to do something. Now, I do stuff. You know, I help at the food bank, and I help at the thrift stores, and don't even get me started on thrift stores. That's a whole nother thing altogether. But I try and help in what ways I can. I have people that I give food to. And, you know, it's funny because I am so far from not having a lot. I am, like, probably in the last 1% of people with money, right? And meaning that I don't have money to spend. But if I've got, you know, a month's supply of food and somebody's starving, I can help out, you know, even if it's just for a meal, you know. Or if I can't help out with food, do I have an extra blanket or whatever it may be? So, what is United about the United States? I'm still working on trying to figure that one out, you know. Different opinions, different ideas, different thoughts, different everything, different politics. They're not even focused in one politics. And I don't know any country that is unless it's communist, and that's not necessarily true either. So anyway, it's just some thoughts I wanted to throw out there, and I've been thinking about making a post, and I'm not going to at this point because I don't think I get a heck of a lot of responses. But one of the things I'm thinking is, okay, we got all this huge stuff going on, and everybody's got all these ideas, what's creating it, all the conspiracies, all the stuff. But I'm not seeing a lot of ideas for solutions. And I think what's happened is we're all still inside the box. And somehow we need to get outside the box, go outside the box to find something different. And if you've sat at home, or you've probably heard people say things like, if only I was in charge, I could fix it all, right? But if you could fix it all, how would you do it? If you were in charge of everything, okay, on the planet, absolutely everything on the planet, you know, I'd like to know, how would you change things? How would you do it? Okay, what would be your first act? Who would you get to help you out? What means would you use to improve the world in which you live? With that, I will talk to you later. Thank you. This is Zaimeless, over and out.